came into this summer expecting whenever ADPs came out for Travis Kelce to be around TE8, somewhere in there. And I was prepared to declare him as a fade at that. His ADP is currently TE6. And so you can kind of guess where I'm coming from with this. I think one of the interesting stats around Kelce, I mean, we can talk about his age, he's going to turn 36. We can talk about what appears to be a gradual or not so gradual decline, depending on how we want to term gradual or not gradual for a guy who really is possibly the greatest to play that position. That he's still putting up very good numbers. It's just not Travis Kelce numbers. One of the things I find really interesting is that last year, he, in the regular season, he had 940 offensive snaps. He was on the field a lot more than I expected. In the preceding years from 2022 earlier, he was on the field pretty much for 900 plus snaps for years and years. Or maybe it was like 875 plus. It was a lot. But in 2023, they rested some. He was on the field for only 775 snaps. Granted, it was 15 games, but even if he had played 16 games, that would have translated to about 820, 830. That would have been the lowest since his official rookie year, 2014, when, you know, he wasn't hurt. So that's pretty interesting that we go from 775 in 2023 up to 940 in 16 games last year. So he earned about, I don't know, six, seven more snaps roughly per game last year. Why? Well, you know, clearly they needed him, but they also needed him for the Super Bowl. And that's what I find very interesting. If we use snaps as something, and I'm going to have research on this at some point because it is interesting. There's a certain threshold of snap count for receivers where I've observed a pattern of regression the next year. And the question is, where is that cutoff? What is too much for someone to be on the field when you're blocking, when you're running, whatever it is? Granted, these guys are in amazing shape. I'm not trying to say they can't handle 1,000 snaps, but you got a guy who's 35 years old, getting 940 snaps, a pretty significant increase over the previous year. And then he's got three playoff games after that. That's a lot by historical standards. In 2023, when he was rested more, managed his reps more, Andy Reid did, in 2023, in four games in the playoffs, he had 32 catches for 355 yards and three scores. I mean, he was incredible. And he helped lead the Chiefs to the Super Bowl, winning the title. Last year, in three games, instead of 32 receptions that he had in four games the year before, he had only 13. And instead of 355 yards, he had only 175. Instead of three touchdowns, he had only one. It was interesting, to say the least, to see someone that good wilt in the postseason, relatively speaking. And I wonder whether all those snaps that he had in the regular season, the fact that his reps weren't managed, the fact that he was consistently getting double-digit targets, or at least semi-consistently, during the regular season. I think he had it like six, seven times. He had double-digit targets. Sat in the final game that didn't matter, but still in the next to final game, he had like eight catches, 80 yards, and a score. So he's out there really playing like vintage Kelce at times, but then in the playoffs, after busting out in the opening round of the playoffs, like 7-121 or something like that, yeah, like seven catches, 120 yards, and a score against Houston, then against the Bills and the Eagles, combined, Chiefs put up 54 points in those games, and Kelce had six catches for like 60 yards combined. And no scores. Now, you could credit Buffalo's defense and the Eagles' defense. But the thing is, Kelce is not one of those guys who you can just contain easily. It's unusual for that to happen, especially back-to-back games. And somehow both of those teams did it. That's not an easy thing to do for a slower, older Kelce. Maybe, you know, obviously it's more doable. It happened. But I'm looking at this season saying he's turning 36 in October. He's coming off a season when he easily exceeded 1,000 snaps, including the playoffs, comfortably above where he was last year, or excuse me, the year before. And now we're expecting him to be the TE6. Like, we're expecting him to essentially replicate last year's numbers. I don't see how that's possible. I don't see how he gets anything close to 130 targets. I don't see how he gets anything close to 940 snaps. Although Rob Gronkowski a few years ago showed us that, you know, you don't need a ton of snaps. You can still come in for, you know, a few snaps and get 50 yards and a touchdown, you know, used almost as a gadget player at times. When he was hurt, he would still like do damage on a few plays. Kelce isn't like that. Kelce's always been an all or nothing kind of tight end. And the concern I have is, how do you continue that if the Chiefs are looking at returning to the Super Bowl and winning, which of course they are built to do that this year as they have been for years. And if this might be Kelce's last ride, or we're on the verge of it being Kelce's last ride, do you want to see him get 940 snaps and 130 targets during the regular season? Or is Coach Reed more likely to pull him back to 2023 numbers? And at age 36, that those 2023 numbers will be worse than 2023 numbers in all likelihood, because the yards after the reception, after catches, will probably diminish. He's probably going to break a few fewer tackles, maybe one or two fewer, whatever it is. It's just going to be that slight decline over 2023. So I'm down on Travis Kelce. I think his TE6 ADP is kind of I think it's wishful thinking for managers who see that he played 16 games last year. He put up solid numbers and he's safe. I see it differently. I see other guys with higher upside, because I don't think Kelce has the same pop that he used to on an individual game any given week. Yes, he has as much pop as just about any tight end. But I think we're going to find by mid-October, fantasy managers are going to be frustrated. I think they're going to see a lot of games where he's getting 5 to 7 targets, 4 to 6 catches, something in there, maybe 44 yards. And then the question becomes, does he score? If he doesn't score, he's looking at 8 to 12 points. And that might be generous. Maybe it's more like 6 to 10 points or 7 to 11 points. And now you're looking at, if he's a TE6, it's a pretty weak TE6, especially if he misses time, or especially if I'm being overly optimistic about that by giving him the benefit of the doubt that he can consistently post 10, you know, 8 to 12 points in a game, per game. I think Kelce fits better as a TE10, TE9 in that area. I am very concerned about load management. I think Noah Gray is someone who is undervalued currently as ADP. And I would caution people to see Kelce for who he is rather than what he was from 2022 and earlier. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me at fantasyfootballforwinners@gmail.com. Anytime, I answer every question. You see you tomorrow.